You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
If you're not up to snuff, you're not up to scratch, and maybe you don't get a cigar.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello, hello.
Ann, what would you say if I said, I don't want a cigar, but I still think I'm up to snuff?
I would say, totally fair. And let's talk about snuff. I love this expression, up to snuff, which is often defined as up to scratch. Rebecca, do you use those expressions?
Up to snuff, yes, but not up to scratch. I don't even know if I've heard that one.
And what does up to snuff mean for you?
Up to standards, where you're supposed to be.
Love it. So snuff, in up to snuff, comes into English from Dutch, and it refers to powdered or pulverized tobacco that was inhaled through the nose.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
So we see this by the late 1600s, and now it can also refer to ground tobacco put between your cheek and gum. So up to snuff, when it shows up early 1800s, means sharp or knowing or not easily deceived. It was clearly slangy, and early on it could also mean up to the required or usual standard. So Rebecca, exactly how you and I use it. Now, the Oxford English Dictionary has the first citation, 1810. It's from this play by John Poole. The play is called Hamlet Travesty. It's a parody of Shakespeare's Hamlet. And the line is, zooks, he's up to snuff. Now, it looks like Poole actually didn't expect that his audience would know what the phrase meant, because he provides some funny commentary at the end with this made-up debate about what the word means. Merriam-Webster, on their website, provides an even earlier example, 1807. But Rebecca, this one's interesting because the example is in a London newspaper, which is now only partially readable. So we only have part of the quote, so it's a little hard to tell exactly what up to snuff means there. The scholar Dave Wilton on the website wordorigins.com has also got two early examples, 1809, 1810, of up to snuff. So it looks like this slang was coming into use. It quickly becomes popular. Dickens uses it a couple of times, including in the Pickwick Papers. And he's got this great line, up to snuff and a pinch or two over.
Oh, a pinch or two over. I see a pinch or two of tobacco over.
So, and that seems to have been an expression. Now, why did up to snuff mean sharp or knowing, not easily deceived? We're not sure. Some people say maybe it refers to the high that one gets from a hit of snuff, or maybe it refers to having a good nose.
Don't use tobacco, kids. Let's just throw that in there.
Now, Rebecca, let's also talk about up to scratch. Interestingly, this one comes from boxing. It also means up to the standard. And in boxing, the scratch was a line that was drawn across the ring. And at the beginning of the match and the beginning of each round, the boxers were required to stand with their toes against the line or against the scratch. And so if they couldn't, as in they couldn't keep boxing, they weren't up to the scratch or up to scratch. And Rebecca, as long as we're talking about tobacco, let's talk about close but no cigar.
That's one of those phrases that I do use from time to time and 100% have never thought about why. And it's kind of a strange phrase, right? Who cares if you don't get a cigar?
Exactly. So in this case, close but no cigar, we have fallen just short of success, not quite what was desired. Close but no cigar. Rebecca, this one actually does go back to carnival games in the early 1900s, where cigars were often given out as prizes. You can think about what we now, like those colorful stuffed animals that we might win. Well, it would have been a cigar. So if you were trying to hit the target or whatever it was, you would come close, but you didn't win a cigar.
As I said, I don't want a cigar. I think it's probably good that we let that tradition go and moved on to the stuffed animals. All right, Anne, I think this segment was up to snuff, so I think we can wrap it up. Thanks so much.
Stuffed animals for everyone.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.